Thank you. I'm proud to join with the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General in working to deter intellectual property crime. This morning, we met with industry leaders and law enforcement representatives to discuss the challenges that we face and the progress that we're making. And I want to thank Towson University and County Executive Kamenetz for hosting us here in Baltimore County. When someone buys a counterfeit product, not one penny goes to the creators, the producers, or anyone in the legitimate retail chain of distribution who plays by the rules. If we fail to protect intellectual property rights, then innovators will find fewer opportunities to profit from economic, scientific, and creative progress. It's not just big companies that are harmed. Local merchants are victimized when unscrupulous vendors divert business from legitimate retailers to the criminal market. Meanwhile, overseas factories produce hundreds of millions of knockoff items each year, shipping them here to the United States in ocean freight containers. My office recently prosecuted 9 defendants who imported counterfeit items through the Port of Baltimore. The volume of this sham merchandise was remarkable. It included 500,000 Coach handbags, 120,000 pairs of counterfeit Nike shoes, 10,000 pairs of counterfeit Coach and Gucci shoes, 500 counterfeit Cartier wristwatches, and also counterfeit Viagra pills. In another case, we seized truckloads of counterfeit property from a local flea market that would retail for $47 million if the merchandise were legitimate. As part of a nationwide operation known as Operation In Our Sights, which the Attorney General mentioned, federal prosecutors in Maryland and elsewhere have helped to shut down hundreds of websites that sold counterfeit merchandise directly to consumers. Our colleagues in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, led by Ron Machen, recently worked with the Justice Department's Criminal Division to seize more than $2.4 million from counterfeiters in China. And over the past 2 years, District of Columbia prosecutors have led efforts to stop the flow of counterfeit microchips, which are found in everything from household appliances to missiles. These counterfeit microchips do not just harm legitimate businesses, they also endanger public safety and national security. In 2 recent cases, Mr. Machen's office prosecuted individuals who imported counterfeit microchips from China and Hong Kong and sold them to the U.S. Navy. Meanwhile, across the Potomac River, prosecutors working under U.S. Attorney Neil McBride in the Eastern District of Virginia have also been prosecuting important intellectual property cases. The Attorney General already mentioned their mega upload case. In another recent case, they convicted a defendant who owned a factory in China and imported millions of dollars worth of counterfeit luxury items. In other cases, Eastern Virginia prosecutors convicted more than 24 defendants for pirating music and 4 defendants for distributing tens of thousands of bootleg copies of motion pictures and other digital items. Now, some consumers knowingly buy knockoff items in an effort to achieve the cachet of owning brand-name merchandise without paying for the real thing. But many consumers are victimized when they buy sham merchandise without knowing that it's counterfeit. Those customers learn that they've been ripped off when their products fail to function like the brand-name merchandise. Knockoff batteries do not power appliances. Sham prescription drugs fail to cure diseases. Phony cosmetics cause infections. Counterfeit clothing disintegrates in the washing machine, or pirated auto parts break down on the highway. It's important to mention that counterfeiting laws do not prevent people from marketing and selling discount merchandise. Entrepreneurs are free to manufacture inexpensive clothing, shoes, handbags, and other items and sell them with their own brand names. Innovators may create and market new songs, movies, and computer programs. They just can't sell property that already belongs to somebody else. As a result, we're working hard to prosecute perpetrators of counterfeiting and piracy. And as the Attorney General mentioned, we need help from citizens who understand why intellectual property rights matter. The grants announced today will help to promote that goal. I want to thank the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General for their leadership of this important initiative, and thank my colleagues and our private sector and local partners who are here with us this morning. State and local law enforcement agencies are essential partners in this effort. I'd like to introduce next Lieutenant Colonel Herman C. Davis, Director of Criminal Investigations for the Virginia State Police. Colonel Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Rosenstein. Thank you, Attorney General Holder, Deputy Attorney General Cole, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate this opportunity to be before you today. And just to give you an idea of what's happening on the other end of the grant process here, what kind of bang for your buck are you getting with us here? For the state police, Virginia State Police, this funding is vital towards furthering our ability to stop the flow of illegal counterfeit drugs into and across our state. Now, Virginia boasts a total of 15 ports. That's great for the economic stability and the growth of Virginia, for sure. But having that many ports also provides too many opportunities for importation of illegal goods into the Commonwealth. And as you can imagine, keeping such merchandise out of the Virginia and out of the hands of unknowing consumers is a daunting task, especially for our investigators assigned around the state to tackle such criminal enterprises. Trademark infringement, has been found to be one of the most common ways that criminals organizations use to finance their enterprise. And with our current staffing levels with the Virginia State Police, we're only able to dedicate 4 special agents to this type of investigations. That's 4 individuals statewide, and that includes Special Agent Julia Gunderson, the Special Agent Accountant Julia Gunderson, here with us today. They've amassed a very impressive record in their fight against intellectual property crime. Now, last year alone, these state police investigators' cases resulted in over 41,000 counterfeit goods being seized, with an actual cash value of about $3.3 million. In just the first 6 months of this year, the agents have already seized over 3,500 counterfeit goods worth about $1.4 million based on current retail prices. Now, how do you get more bang for your buck? The state police also actively participates in an intellectual property crime task force in the greater Richmond area. It's called the Multi-Jurisdictional Special Operations Group. But that task force extends much further than the Richmond and Chesterfield County areas around the middle of the state. Their investigations have led them to the Tidewater area, to south central Virginia, and also northern Virginia areas. Over the last 3 years, this task force has been responsible for the seizure of over 70,000 counterfeit goods with a cash value of over $4.6 million. They've also arrested over 50 people. They've seized over $140,000 in cash, kilogram quantities of drugs, and businesses valued at over $10 million. We take these crimes very seriously, and we'll continue in our relentless pursuit of them to prevent and close such criminal enterprises in Virginia. And thanks to the continuation of the Bureau of Justice Assistance grant funding, we can do just that. We are able to sustain the superior work achieved by Special Agent Accountant Gunderson and her co-workers with this grant. How do we use the grant? One is training. Training has been provided through our BJA grant. It's equipped our special agents assigned to these cases the most current knowledge and skills to fight the intellectual property crimes. The equipment that we purchased through these grants, it's allowed our agents to work faster, capture clearer suspect images, conduct better surveillance, communicate faster with partners, all of which has resulted in an increased productivity of our agents, stronger cases, and in the end, tougher court penalties and sentencing. There's nothing harmless about the profits generated by intellectual property crimes. The more our agents do to combat this problem, the more publicity we attract to the seizures and the arrest, the better the public will begin to understand the serious, harmful consequences and true victims of intellectual property crime. And thanks to this grant funding, our state police agents can continue to pursue even more cases, which will undoubtedly result in more seizures, more search warrants, which we hope sends a clear message in Virginia that we have no tolerance for this type of business taking place in our state. Thank you once again for being able to come up before you today.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Colonel Davis, for those remarks. This is going to conclude our event today, but what I do want to do just before we end is have each of the grant recipients who are here today come up to receive their certificate, and we'll have them come up one at a time. Let's start with the Cook County Sheriff's Office from Illinois.